With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
All right, final segment here on You Better You Bet here on BetQL. Kevin Rogers in for Nick Costos. Ken Barkley, the professor of everything. That's what I'm going to call you.
Not mascot. Everything. To be fair, not mascot names. Not where you.
I know that. I could have told you that.
100 to nothing. Yeah, 100 to
Tuckers. Nothing. I could have told you that one.
Kevin, Bears. Kevin, Wildcats.
Highlanders.
That's Northern Iowa.
I got what?
Northern Iowa is the.
Panthers.
There you go. I was like, I know it's a cat of some kind. I got one more for you. So there are two Division I schools whose mascot is the Gamecocks. South Carolina's one. Who's the other one?
Jacksonville State.
Yeah, I mean, it's so like you are actually very good at this. It's awesome. I actually appreciate this skill so much. As someone who created these questions a couple weeks ago and was mocked ruthlessly by the normal co-host, I gotta tell you, I appreciate you. So thank you. If for nothing else than like. Shedding a light on this wonderful topic, this wonderful world of mascot trivia questions that we can go with on the show.
We're going to get to our guys, Quentin and Ryan, coming up in just a few minutes for BetMGM tonight. But first, though, it's time for F1 picks. Is that the greatest segue ever?
Yeah, Rick's picks.
We got Rick's picks. Rick's F1 picks.
Yeah. F1. It's time for Rick's picks on You Better You Bet.
The picks that nobody asked for, but you're getting anyway.
Right, that's right.
This weekend is the Hungarian Grand Prix, which clearly, as everybody knows, this is a track that doesn't have a whole lot of straightaways. And when it comes to the top of the grid, it's Red Bull and Mercedes. Mm-hmm. And that tightened up a lot after the British Grand Prix, where controversial first lap, Max Verstappen is pushed off the course and is out because of Lewis Hamilton of Mercedes. So the big thing with these two is over the course of the season, Mercedes has had the better of it on the straightaways, more horsepower. But when it comes to the curves, that's where Red Bull has actually been a lot better. So I like there's value on Max Verstappen, who didn't have a great second practice today. Okay. -105 to win. It's hard to find a lot of value in F1. So I think this is a time where you can actually get some value on Max Verstappen. And with that same logic, the other Red Bull driver, Sergio Perez, is +185 to finish on the podium in the top three. Valtteri Bottas, who is the second driver for Mercedes, is the one that's favored to be in that third spot. He had a good day of practice, but I think when it comes to race day, Perez has the advantage there. So him to get on the podium at that kind of value is something that I want to target. So Max Verstappen -105 to win the race. Sergio Perez +185 to podium.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow.
Rick's picks.
Are you F1, Kevin, at all? Anything? And like, did you watch Drive to Survive? Any of that stuff? Netflix show? Nothing? That's how they got into it, is they watch the Netflix show. Well, anyway, if you don't bet any F1 or watch any F1 the rest of your life, I will still recommend the Netflix show F1 Drive to Survive, because it's actually like just a very good show.
I saw Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, really? I actually haven't seen that movie. Is that
good movie.
Damon? Is Damon
Matt
in that
Damon
movie?
And Christian Bale, yes.
Okay. And it's long, that. Too, right? It's like 3 hours? Yeah.
It's like 2.5-ish.
Oh, okay.
But yes, I did like that. So that's okay. My F1 experience, my F1 resume, isn't that?
I mean, hey, if you like Ford versus Ferrari, Ferrari is in F1 Drive to Survive. They have a team. Ferrari is one of the most famous teams in F1 history. So maybe
if you like Michael McDermott from Rounders, then watch Ford versus Ferrari.
If you like Mike McD, then I highly recommend a movie about cars for some reason. Okay. So.
All right. Let's bring on our guys. That BetMGM tonight's up next. Quentin Mayo and Ryan Horvath.
Guys, you there? Quentin, Ryan, what's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
Yeah,
I don't know if I was going to say
that was wild. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yeah,
Ryan, it's a great day for my counterpart here, man. He's a huge Cubs fan, I heard.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I was going to start with that, Ryan. So, people who follow you on Twitter, I mean, for any amount of time at all, today, yesterday, the day before, and honestly, for people who follow both of you on Twitter, if you follow Quinn on Twitter, anything that has ever occurred with the Washington Wizards in the last 72 hours, you got that. We can get to that in a second. But Ryan, anybody who's followed you the last couple of days, this has not been your finest hour emotionally. It seems like your mental health, a little bit in question. The Cubs have broken up the core that won the World Series against the Indians in Game 7, or the Guardians. Do we retroactively call them that? I don't even know. But Cubs won the World Series. Now the core has been broken up. Chris Bryant traded. He's a Giant. Javi Baez is a Met. Rizzo's a Yankee. How do you feel about what's gone on the last couple of days here?
Man. So that's a great question. I feel like a piece of my
heart. It's a depressing question, really. But
was ripped out of my chest, Ken. Like okay. Like the sports fan in me died a little bit today. It died in me. Now it's just a job. These are all just numbers. I'm just here to make money. I have no rooting interest anymore. See, I'm not a bandwagon fan. Like, I grew up and was excited for, like, Brent Brown Day and Kevin Orie Day. I'm not, like, one of these new fans that just showed up in 2013, 2014, yeah. When it was Chris Bryant Day and Javi Baez Day.
Sure.
Because Wrigley Field's a fun atmosphere. So I've been around for the pain, and I thought those days were over. And I knew this was coming, Ken. Like, I knew that there was a good chance that Chris Bryant wasn't coming back. They didn't extend him. I knew with just knowing who his agent, who his father is, there was a good chance he wasn't going to be back. But when Anthony Rizzo got moved and then Javi Baez got moved, and then it just went so on and went on and on and on. I didn't expect the full roster to be gutted like this. And now I'm looking at this lineup for tonight, and I feel like I'm in the movie Major League, like when they're like intentionally trying to lose, and they're bringing in like Roger Dorn, and they're like, this guy, where'd he come from? The California Penal League. Like, that's what I'm watching unfold right before my eyes, man.
Sure.
And it's so depressing. And then the worst part about it is on the south side of Chicago, like, all my buddies from school that I grew up with have been texting me nonstop, rubbing it in. My aunt is Marcus Stroman's personal chef. So when Javi got traded there, I was getting texts from them, and Marcus is all excited. Obviously he's been tweeting about it. So, it's kind of like when you break up with your like first girlfriend, whether that's in high school or college, and like you go to the bar and you see her with like a new guy.
This is beautiful.
That's how I feel today a little bit,
That was the full emotional kind of cornucopia that was just exposed for our viewers and listeners there of just.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The good thing is now I get to watch. Yeah, I'll get to watch Chris Bryant, Javi Baez, and maybe even Anthony Rizzo play in the postseason. So I guess there's a silver lining right there.
That's my question. Like, so these guys all get traded, and obviously, like, you're very hurt. I mean, to be fair, the Cubs did win a World Series, so like, really, it's kind of grace period. Like, I think you're just good for a while, but I understand like kind of what you're going through because you got really attached to these guys. So like, what happens next? So I mean, it's about to be August 1st. We have until the end of the MLB regular season and then the playoffs. Are you like done with baseball? like, are you going to bet the Cubs going forward? Are you going to root for these guys on their teams? Like, first of all, they play for teams that could end up playing each other in the postseason at some point. Like, what is the rest of your baseball season like now that all your players have moved on to these other places?
Yeah, and see, that's the worst part, man, because I, like, invested money into this team, too, because I move around a lot. So, like, it was bad enough being in Milwaukee where everybody's a Brewer fan and having to, you know, purchase the MLB package, which I usually do anyway, you know, because I like to watch the out-of-market games. But the Cubs made it really interesting where I had to get the Marquee Network. So I've already invested a lot of money into this team, but I'm done with them, man. Like, I've watched bad baseball, like, my whole life growing up, but I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it. So I'll root for the, I think my heart.
Do you guys hear this?
I think I'm going with Chris. I think I love Chris Bryant the way that I love my son. Like, I've watched Chris Bryant in college.
Quinn, you got four hours of this tonight. Quinn, are you ready for this? You got 4 hours of this.
This is going to be terrible. I made sure I had a 911 on speed dial. I got into the studio today. His knuckles are bloodied. Like, he has, like,
stop. My wife is going to believe that.
He has mascara running down his, I'm like, come on, man.
I think, no, that's a great question. I think my heart goes, you know, this pains me to say, a little bit with Chris Bryant, but really with Anthony Rizzo. Like, I'm gonna find myself now rooting for the Yankees because that's how much I love Anthony Rizzo. Like, I want Anthony Rizzo to get another ring. So damn it, I guess I'm a Yankee fan.
I picture like Will Ferrell, Kevin, like an Anchorman, when he's like the beard is like grown out. He comes out of the phone booth after Baxter gets kicked off the bridge. He's just like t-shirts.
Milk,
like,
was a bad choice.
So hot. Milk was a bad choice. Just, yeah, maybe there's the promo for BetMGM tonight, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. It's like, listen to Ryan, like, or just, what was it? God, was it like 40-year-old virgin where they do the speed dating thing, but like Paul Rudd's just not over his ex whatsoever. So he's just like, it's like we were two souls sharing the same heart. Just like, nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that stuff. Quinn, okay, so give me something uplifting, Quinn, to kind of counteract whatever that just was for the
going
last
out
few
tonight.
Minutes.
Maybe to a club.
Yeah, and yeah, right. So maybe to a nightclub. Yeah, right. So NBA draft was last night. You were obviously all over like all the Wizard stories that were going on. Like, how fun was last night for you?
Last night was probably the best night of my life. In a very different form or fashion opposed to my counterpart here. It was a good night for me because, number one, just the draft is an exciting time to see these prospects up. Finally take the next step in their journey towards the professional basketball league. So, or the NBA, excuse me. So I was excited. The Wizards, of course, the team and I cover, they made a really good trade. I thought the Westbrook trade was the only package that was out there for Westbrook. They get guys back like Kuzma and Montrez, and you get to get off that contract that Westbrook has. And now you have some flexibility to build some more pieces around Washington's centerpiece, which is Bradley Beal. So it was exciting. It was some mastery, I think. I think the Wizards probably had one of the best drafts last night, like probably top five in what they were able to do in trades and stuff, but the job's not finished. But other than that, I got to break some news last night too, so I felt a little bit about that as well.
Kevin Quinn's like Mr. like Wizards beat, like Beal staying put, here's who everyone's gonna pick. So we only have a couple minutes left, guys, but Quinn, I wanted to get your as you see Westbrook going from the Wizards to the Lakers, like, give me, like, you know, what does this do for the Lakers round they're going to be eliminated in this year? Maybe they win the title. Give me like 30 seconds Westbrook to the Lakers here.
I love Westbrook to the Lakers. Number one, the transaction portion, because they had the same package for Buddy Hield. But if you could take that same package for Buddy and get a star player who's yearning to get a ring, why not do it? Other than that, though, I still think they need shooting. They don't have any shooting, and I don't know if we're used to seeing LeBron James. I know we're not used to seeing LeBron James in a secondary ball handler role. Last time we saw that was when you had a guy like Kyrie as the big shot maker down the stretch. And even in those situations, LeBron was still playing point guard for 75 to 80% of those games. So I don't know quite how it's going to work out, but I will say when you have stars together, it's impressive, and it could be really good. But I'm still probably going to lean with the Brooklyn Nets here to win the championship. I know Mr. Milwaukee across from me is a little nerd. Actually, Mr. Chicago. I don't know what my counterpart is over here. He's Chicago. he's everything.
You guys got 4 hours. Sorry, he's Mr. Heartbreak right now. It It sounds like Mr. Depression.
Yeah.
Quinn Mayo, Ryan, call him out tonight. Coming up right after us. Obviously locked and loaded, already high energy for 4 hours. Guys, thanks very much for joining us. Good luck on the show tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Kevin, what do you think?
MGM tonight.
High energy coming up.
That's right. Coming up next, 7 to 11 Eastern. Stay tuned. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app. Want to thank everyone involved with the show today. My thanks to Ken Barkley, Eli Hershkovitz, Rick Camp, Tyler Morales, and Nick Costas for letting me sit in this seat. And we'll talk to you again on Monday on You Better You Bet. You got it locked in to BetQL.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.